Okay? Okay. We are Chav Gimel Mabez. We just want to apologize for the technical difficulties yesterday, for the shiur not being recorded. And Be'ez Hashem, thank Menachem for chipping in the afternoon by doing it again. But Be'ez Hashem, we try our best. And just like the Gemara says that four people never sin, so Baruch Hashem, we prove that not everyone and not every system is always perfect. And Be'ez Hashem, we'll do our best to keep it going. Okay, Chav Gimel Mabez. Again, if we have time, as I always say, at the end, maybe I'll mention some of the points I mentioned yesterday. But now, let us go start from the two dots. Two dots on Chav Gimel Mabez. Hakli Mitzarev Mashi Besocho L'Kodesh Avalo L'Truma. So this is quoting back from the Mishnah. The Mishnah said, another Maila of Mishnah Chav Mabez, another Maila that Kodesh has that Truma does not have. That is, if Kodesh is in a Kli, the Kli is mitzaref everything in the Kli. Let's say, forget the one unit, but let's say a flower, which we'll talk about today. Flower of Kodesh, for a carbon mincha, that's in a Kli, so if part of the flower becomes Tamei, then the whole, all the flower is Tamei. The Kli is mitzaref. The Kli combines everything with Kodesh. Avalo Truma, but you wouldn't say the same thing by Truma. One point back on the Mishnah, if you look back on Chafim Abeis, Tosfos discussed the second to bottom Tosfos on Daf Chafim Abeis. Tosfos Dibur Maskal HaKli, Tosfos quotes Rabbi Elchanan, Hishak HaRav Rabbeinu Ephraim. So Rabbeinu Ephraim, the Perakama Dechulin Darshinan Mikol Asher Besocho Yitzma, Limin Al Kli Cheres, Sh'af Al Pi Malechar Dol Tamei. The Gemara learns that from a pasuk there in Chulin, that a Kli Cheres, an earthenware Kli is Metamei from the inside. If you hang a Sheres or something from the inside, that makes everything inside Tamei. So asks Tosfos, how does the Gemara learn that from the pasuk that says everything inside is Tamei? Maybe it's just based on the principle that is Kli is Mitzarev, Kol Masha Besocho. A Kli combines everything in it. How does the Gemara learn from the pasuk that says everything inside is Tamei that it's Tumas Tocho for a Kli Cheres? Maybe it's just based on the principle of Kli Mitamei, Kli Mitzarev, Masha Besocho. So Tosis comes up with an important principle. V'tireis Hari, Delo Matzinu Tziruf L'Chulin. We never find tziruf when it comes to chulin. The only possibility is when it comes to kodesh and maybe truma, but when it comes to chulin, we don't find such possibilities. So the question that the Achronim ask is that, don't we find tziruf l'chulin? Let's say you have, for the shear of chiyuv challah, before you take off challah, you have a dough and a kli, and it's not challah yet, it's not kodesh yet, it's only challah after you, halachic challah, after you take it off. So don't you find tziruf l'challah? No, if, let's say a woman is baking and she has to take off challah, so we know make her a din l'chatchila, the Shulchan Aruch says, she's supposed to take off challah while it's still be'isa, while it's still in the dough. But let's say she forgot, let's say a woman forgot, let's say a man forgot, so whoever's making the challah forgot to take off the challah before it was baked. So what's the halacha? Says the Shulchan Aruch in Simitov Nun Zayin, in Hilchas Pesach, it's also in Yerodeya. V'im I efter l'hafesh challah ba'od de'isa v'b'ya mehirus. Let's say for some reason you can't be mafresh challah while it's in the dough state. Yafrishana achar afiya miyad. You can be mafresh it after baking. Sheyitain kol ha-matzos basal. Put all the matzos in a basket. Basal matzar for l'challah. And the basket will be misarif them. Or the Bir Halacha quotes, sometimes that's, you can't put, let's say one big 10 challahs. You can't put all the challahs in a basket. So what do? You can put them all on the counter, put a paper towel or a towel over all the challahs, or somehow, or have a big tin, whatever it is, you put them all in. So you see, there is tziruf l'challah. To get the shir challah, that's not kachim yet. So what does Tosfos mean? Delo matzinu tziruf l'chulin. You do find a tziruf l'chulin. This is a chulin dough that you want to take off challah from. So that's the question that the Achronim asked. The Bir Halacha says, Kisui Mapa. So what exactly is the chiluk between Tosfos and the Metzius that we know the Halacha is that you can't be Mitzarev L'Challah? So one of the Achronim, the Sha'arei Chagiga, is quoted, Sheish L'Chalik Ben Adina. Maybe there's a chiluk between when we say what Tosfos means, that there's the issue of part of what's inside a Kli becoming Tamei and being Metamei the other side versus the issue of Challah. Ubir advarim sha'al yedei zeshin imsam kulam besal echad nechshav lechem echad beinim nashchu beinim nagu beinim lo tzarech sheyigo klau al kalpanim tzir pasal osa osa nolechem echad. When it comes to the halacha of challah, you know what exists by chulin? By chulin, you can have the status of one lechem given to them. That doesn't mean that they're all in contact with each other. That doesn't mean that halachically one part is going to be mitame the other one. It's just that we will call them one bread. So Shalamaisa nechshav alechem echad. K'moshe nechshav machmas atzir finamukaf. Just like it's considered connected minamukaf, that you're taking part, taking off trumer chala from one part that's next to another part, but it's more of what he calls the mitzius of its being one lechem. But tzirf kli kodesh, that's a separate din. That's a halacha. Halacha, if one part of it becomes tamei, the other part becomes tamei. Even if they're not halachically called one isa, one chala, but one point will be considered tamei regarding the other point, so that's something different. So that's what he says, a mitzius versus a halacha, to answer that point of Tosfos, how that Yesod of Tosfos answers for us. Okay, so that's just one ha'ara. That was chafim abeis. Sorry? We're going to talk about that in a minute. Whether that's true, that's a machlokas we showed him. Whether a kli of chulin, right? We'll be mizayik in a Tosfos in a minute. So let's see if that works out. But that's what Tosfos says in the bottom. The lo matzinu tziruf lechulin. You know, he doesn't mention a kli. Chafim and bay, second bottom Tosfos. Okay, let's continue now from the Gemara. So the Gemara says the kli is b'tzarif mashu b'socha. Amar of Chanan minani mili. How do you know this? How do you know what's the source that a kli is b'tzarif everything in it for kodesh? The Amar Kra, the Pasuk says by the Nesiim in Parshas Naso, Kaf Achaz Asar Zav Malei Ketores, a spoonful. We know the Nesiim brought all of the Karbanos in order to be Mechanech L'Mizbeach. Almost every Karban is there. Asham is missing. The Ramban says Asham is Bechlal Chatos. But a Mincha was brought and the Ketores was brought. So it says one spoonful full of Ketores. Hakasav Asaola Komashim Bekaf Achaz. The Torah made everything in that one spoon into achas. What's the drasha exactly? Rabbi Nachmanel here, look on the bottom, the first white line. Rabbi Nachmanel says the word achas is extra. Given the ksiv shiksiv ach kaf, yadanu shi achas. Right? What does it say? Kaf. I know kaf is one spoon. What's kaf achas? So kaf achas seems to be teaching me lomali. What do you have that extra word to teach me that it's all combined and it's all considered one unit? All considered one unit. Oh, so according to Rav Chanan, it's a din d'araisa. We're going to have a machlokas amaram here. Rav Chanan says that the siruf le kodesh seems to be a din d'araisa based on the pasuk. Masa Rav Kahana asks from a mission in India on that. Can it be d'araisa? We have a mission that seems to say it's d'rabbanan. Hosef Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva was Mosef. What was he Mosef on? The ratio of the Mishnah there said that Efer Chatas is mitsuruf. Efer Chatas is Mitzuref L'Tuma, which seems to be clearly a Din D'Rabbanan. That Efer Chatas is Mitzuref. That's not in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah talks about Truma versus Kodesh. But it seems clear, nobody argues on this, that the concept of Efer Chatas being Mitzuref L'Tuma is a D'Rabbanan. And Hosef, Rabbi Akiva is Mosef on that Halacha, Hasoles, the flower, Vaktores, Vahalavona, the frankincense that's brought with the carbon mincha, Vahagichalim, and the coals. What coals? Kind of coals that coals are just leftovers. Tosfos says we're talking about coals of Yom Kippur. The coals of Yom Kippur they use for avoda. That's a kosher part of the avoda. That's what he quotes from Rabbi Nissim Gon. In Tosfos Sheim, he quotes the Yerushalmi, the end of the first wide line. The Tiyavris the Yerushalmi, the Mechilton Mukmi La B'Shal Yom Kippurim Hahida Hacha. So we're talking about the Gachla Yom Kippurim, which are used for an avoda. They're brought inside to for the avoda of the Ketores. So it continues the Mishnah. Rabbi Akiva added all of these on. She'im naga tful yom b'miksaso pasal askulo. That if a tul yom, who has the status of a sheni latoma, somebody who went to the mikvah, who's waiting for shkia to come, if he touches any part of these, ktores, solus, lavona, all of those, it pasals the whole thing. So you see it's siruf. But says the Gemara, v'had rabbanani. But it's clear from this statement of Rabbi Akiva that this is only a din rabbanan. What's the raya? Well, how do we know all of these are d'rabbanan? Which then would be a kasha on Rav Chanan, because Rav Chanan says the concept of tziruf is by kachim is a din d'oraisa based on the pasuk. And here, if we can be medayik from here that it's d'rabbanan, that would be a problem. Because here, solas ktoris, these are all kachim. How do you know? What's the diak mimai? Minutari reisha. Because the first line, as we mentioned, the first line of the Mishnah says, Heyid Reb Shimon ben Maseira, all of Masech's idios are eduyos, Heyid. So, Heyid Reb Shimon ben Maseira, he was Meyid, al Efer Chatas, Shenaga HaTameh B'Mikzasha, Shefibi Eskulon. Reb Shimon ben Maseira was Meyid about Efer Chatas, which is clearly a Din Zerabanan, Viktani Hosef Rabbi Akiva. And it says that Rabbi Akiva was Mosef onto that Din, so if the Iker Din is the Rabbanan, Lechora, the Hosafa Din is also the Rabbanan. So that's the kasha the Gemara asks on Rav Chanan. How could you say that Tziruf Lekadshim is a Din D'Araisa? Don't we see from this Mishnah that it is a Din D'Rabbanan? Tosfos, the bottom Tosfos, V'had Rabbanan, who asks, What's the diuk here? The diuk is from the reisha. The fact that the reisha was drabanan, so it must be that the hosafa of the seifa is also drabanan. Tosfos says, why couldn't the Gemara say that, we mentioned this a little bit yesterday, but those who didn't hear will mention it again. A lot of these are not edible. Ktores, lavona, these are not edible. So why would they be makabel tuma anyway? These are not edible. So how are they makabel tuma? Tosfos says, lachor, based on the principle of chibas mikdash. Chibas mikdash is mekadesh, the principle that we had back in Pesachim, Daf Yutes, around there, where the chibas kodesh, the fact that we have such affection for objects of kodshim, we are able to overcome problems in halacha that we wouldn't be, or and statuses in halacha which we wouldn't be able to overcome. Tosfos says chibas kodesh can make something that's not ra'u'i la'achila into being considered something that is ra'u'i la'achila and makabel tuma. Tosfos says, but isn't that a din d'rabbanan? Tosfos says, look at Rashi in Pesachim Yutes, that's a din d'rabbanan. The principle that chibas kodesh could be makadesh and makshir something and solve its problems, isn't that a din d'rabbanan? Says Tosfos, haraya against Rashi. It must be that chibas kodesh is a din d'oraisa, that you make something that is not edible into something to be considered edible and makabel tuma. If it's d'oraisa, then you don't have the diyuk from just the word hosef Rabbi Akiva that these are makabel tuma. That's why the Gemara must go to the reisha to prove that it's based on the Efer Chatos being d'rabbanan and Rabbi Akiva's being mosef on that being d'rabbanan. So that's what Tosfos here says. Tosfos says it there also, back in Pesachim on Daf Yutes. The Tosfos Shita is, against Rashi, that the concept of Chibas Mikdash, Chibas HaKodesh, is a din d'oraisa and not a din d'rabban. The Minchas Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Mem Hei discusses this concept of Chibas HaKodesh, and he lays it all out for us. V'hinei yeshnei inyonim b'chibas HaKodesh. Really, there are two types of Chibas HaKodesh. Aleph, after eno ochel klal. Number one, even if something is not food, it's not edible. Kagon eitzim ulavona, wood. Normally we would say, in a non-kachim setting, that non-edible items, and if it's not a kli, that it can't be, if it's a kli, if it's a person, if it's a food, it can be b'kabal tuma. But says the Minchas Chinuch, usually, after eno ochel klal, kagon eitzim ulavona, de eno b'kabal tuma, b'chol makom, kiva de eno ochel umashke, b'chol makom, gabe kodesh, mar be'apasikan v'abasar, the b'kabal tuma. The number one of chibas hakodesh is that something that is not edible, is not food, is considered food, and it's okay, and it has that status, and it can be makabel tuma. The ode, there's a second aspect of chibas hakodesh, which maybe we'll get to a little bit more today. The ode yesh ochlin de makabel tuma. There are sometimes foods, let's say, that are makabel tuma. Bichol makom, ratzarach hechsher mayim ushiv amashkin. But we know there's a concept of huchshar lekabel tuma, that foods and items have to get wet with one of the seven liquids before they can be makabel tuma. Yad, shachat, dam. That's the mnemonic for the seven liquids. Yad, yayin, dvash, shachat is shemen, chalav, tal, and dam is dam and mayim. So yad, shachat, dam has to touch one of the seven liquids. So that's the second bit of chibas hakodesh. Even if something has not been huchshar makabel tuma, it's as if water came upon them. That's the second day of Chibas HaKodesh. Says the Minchas Chinuch, Anias Daiti Zed Nachon Mitzad Asvar the Torah Ribsa HaBasar Rabbos Eitzim Ulevona De Enocho Klal. I understand very well, says the Minchas Chinuch, din number one of Chibas HaKodesh. The fact that Chibas HaKodesh makes something not edible into something edible, that you can understand. Because it's all about Chashivus. Is this food? So you can consider it food. The Torah considers it food because it holds us a special place in your heart. That you can understand, and that makes sense, that's Misvara. But to say that Ochlim that were not did not become wet are considered as if they're wet, that's a chiddush din of the Gzeiras HaKodesh of the Torah anyway. So how can you say that just because it's chashiv in your eyes as if it got wet? What does that make sense for? Ask the Minchas Chinuch. If you say something that's not chashiv, can be considered food, fine, I understand that. But to say that something that's not hukshar is hukshar, he says that's a little more difficult. Ochlim below hechsher, same ochlim, after imakam umtum of the Gzeiras HaKodesh, tzirich and hechsher mashke, bezeh einu yodea klal, ma chashivas u lakodesh, it's more chashiv, so it's as if it's got water on it yet. Why does that symbolize chashivas? So he says maybe it can be mechalik between the Rabban and the Raisa because between these two ideas of Chibas HaKodesh. And then he continues, but let's just remember, those are the two aspects of Chibas HaKodesh, and Rashi and Tosfos have a machlokas, whether that's a din d'oraisa or a din d'rabbanan. Anyway, back to the question of our Gemara. Yep.
Even according to Rashi, what's the Rabbanan say is the status of food? Could the Tumah that required be d'oraisa?
Once the Rabbanan said that this achieves the status of food, couldn't the Tumah be d'oraisa then? Meaning that's how Rashi might read this Gemara. So maybe that's how Rashi would read the Gemara. Once the Chazal gave it the status, then Memela, it would be, I don't know if that would be considered Daraisa though. I mean, the way they answer the Menachas Chiddach, how can Chashivas do it? There is a question, what does Hukshal Kabal Tumah mean? According to some Achronim, Hukshal Kabal Tumah gives it a shame Ochel. So if the, again, so then it will be one din, not really two dinim. It's not just a Xeris HaKasav. It's not considered a complete Ochel until it's Hukshal Kabal Tumah. So if you say that, then that would help out the Menachas Chiddach's question. Okay, that was what? Kuf Mem Hei. Kuf Mem Hei in the Menachas Chiddach. So says the Gemara, so we have the Kasha and Rav Chanan. Of course, Rav Chanan, it sounds like that Tziruf L'Kli is a Din D'Oraisa. Well, from this Mishnah, it sounds like it's a Din D'Rabbanan. Answers the Gemara, Amar Reish Lakash Shubar Kapara, Lo Nitzrcha El L'Shiyari Mincha. The first on the list of Rabbi Akiva, that's D'Rabbanan. That's the Rabbanan. The Shiyare Mincha. What does Soles flower mean? Shiyare Mincha. The halacha is by a carbon mincha. Carbon mincha is kachi kachim. So what do we do by carbon mincha? We do kemitza. We put our three fingers, the Kohen puts his three fingers in, and he wipes off the outer two fingers, and he burns that kemitza. That's why the fourth finger is called the komets, the kemitza, because that's the last one that the flower is under. You burn that on the mizbeach, and the leftovers are eaten by the Kohenim. By a carbon mincha, that's not left by the Kohenim, so it's food. Not a mincha that a Kohen brings. A mincha that a Kohen brings is totally burned on the Mizbeach. But a mincha that a Yisrael brings, so then it's burned on the Mizbeach, just that part, and the rest is eaten by the Kohenim. So that's what Rabbi Akiva is adding on. The flour from the leftover of the carbon mincha that the Kohen's gonna eat, so that is only as it did of Tziruf Midrabanan. Why? Da'oraisa, Tzarach L'Kli Akli Mitzarfo, Midra'oraisa, if something needs the Kli to be Mekadish, shit. So then the Kli is mitzarifit. She'ena tzarach l'kli, ain't kli mitzarifo. But if he doesn't need the Kli is not mitzarifit. So after you brought the kemitza on the mizbeach, so then the rest of it is not going to be added, and is not more kadosh, the fact that it's in the Kli Sharis. Now it's heter to the Kohanim. It's kashe kashim. Yisrael can't eat it. But it's heter to the Kohanim. It doesn't need the Kli anymore. So really, at this point, you would say that this flour on a d'oraisa level is not mitzurif, and if part of it becomes tamei, the other part does not become tamei. V'yasa rabban of a gazru, da'apakav din etzorach l'kli, kli b'tzarfo. That's the din d'rabbanon. Rav Chanan was talking about a d'oraisa level, but Rabbanan added on even this leftover flour, period. Asks the Gemara 1 minute. Tena soles. So fine, you explain the first word that Rabbi Akiva says. What about the other words? Ktoraz ulavona, and the Meiri as in ugechalim, ma'ikal meimar. So what about the other three on the list? The other three are daraisas. So again, we're back to the kasha of on Rav Chanan. So how could Rabbi Akiva be mosif and call them drabanans if it's a daraisa? So the Gemara answers now. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, kigon shet savran al gabi kartavla. What did you do? You're right. You took all of these Kodesh items, but you put them onto a kartavla. What's a kartavla? Rashi explains, or shaluk. It's a piece of hide. Piece of hide that was processed, but it doesn't have a base kibble. It's flat. So therefore, that's the chiddush. On a daraisa level, daraisa, yesh lo toch mitzarif, ein lo toch, ein mitzarif. On a daraisa level, only if a kli has a receptacle, has an inside, then it can be mitzurif. It could be combine everything inside. But if something doesn't have a toch, if it doesn't have a receptacle, then daraisa, there's no tziruf here. That's the chiddush. So in this case, even if you put these daraisa kachim items on this orb, so it wouldn't be mitzurif. The asur rabbanon v'tignu da'afagav de'in lo toch mitzareif. The rabbanon came along and said, no, even though this doesn't have a toch, it is mitzareif because it is kachim and we hold it to a higher standard. Again, and therefore if one part of it becomes tummy, the other part becomes tummy as well. So that is the pshat, how we explain the Mishnah in Idios according to Rav Chanan. Tosfos here asks, the little Tosfos, Dibur Maskul Daraisa, Hikshar Rav Chanan, Amaylo Kamar, Yoshet Savru Beklichol, Daraisa Klisharis, Mitzareif, Veloshel Chol, Dvina Dumitakaf. Ask Tosfos, why the Gemara have to come up with a new Kimta, come up with a case that you have to kutch him and you're dealing with this flat piece of leather? Why don't you say you just went into a regular bowl that was Chol, not a Kodesh Kli, a Chol Kli with a Toch? Right? Why don't you say that's the case and that's not mitzarif? Because only a kli kodesh is mitzarif. Isn't that true? Asked Rav Elchanan. Tosfos doesn't answer it. Mitzarachian. But if you look in the Piskei Tosfos, the end of every Masechta, there's short lines of Piskei Tosfos, like little mice that come. What comes out of Tosfos? If you look at the Piskei Tosfos here, 3 pages from now, Os Lam and Gimel, 5 words. Afilu kli chol mitzarif la kodesh. Meaning the psak is accepting Tosa's question. That means, no, what do you see from the fact that the Gemara did not give the ukimta of saying it's talking about just a regular chol bowl? It must be that a kli chol, even a kli chol is mitzareth. the din derabanan that we talked about of tsiruf lakodesh would even apply, or maybe it's even daraisa. The din that a kli is mitzarif lakodesh doesn't only apply to a kli kodesh, but even applies to a kli chol, just a kli that does not belong to the Beis HaMikdash. That's what comes out of this Tosfos. Tosfos is going to give an answer. Other Rishonim give an answer to this question, so maybe they would argue. But at least from Tosfos, and that's what the Piskei Tosfos accepts, that kli, even a kli chol is mekadesh. Okay, finishing up this sugya, upliga Rabbi Chanin, ad Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Chanin, who started off today, Rabbi Chanin, who says that the fact, our Mishnah, that says kli mitzarif lakodesh is a din d'oraisa, argues on Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, who says the following, dam Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Rabbi Yochanan, may eduso, Rabbi Akiva, nishes vishnezu. Our Mishnah is all based on Rabbi Akiva, that edus of the Mishnah, of hey, Rabbi Hosef Rabbi Akiva, meaning the whole thing is Rabbanan. So therefore, there is no kasha from the Mishnah, because the Mishnah fits into our Mishnah. It's all Derabbanan. Okay, so it's a machlokas amorayim about our Mishnah. Next din in the Mishnah, back on Chafim Abayis. The Mishnah had said, Harevi'i Bakodesh Pasal. There is a principle called Revi'i Bakodesh when it comes to Kodesh. That principle, that level of Tumah, does not apply to anything else. Truma and Mos can only become a Shlishi. Kodesh can become a Revi'i. Chulin and Mos can only become a Sheni. So says the Gemara, how do you know that? Tanya, Reb Yossi, B'nai Revi'i Bakodesh U'Pasol. How do we know this din that a Revi'i Bakodesh can become Pasol? V'dinhu, that means, if a Kodesh touches a Shlishi, it can become a Revi'i. So how do you know that? V'dinhu. Says it's a Kavachomer. It's not exactly a Kavachomer like we would have thought, but to work it out, the following. Uma Mechusar Kippurim. What's a Mechusar Kippurim? We mentioned there was a concept called a Tful Yom. A Tful Yom is somebody who is Tameh, who goes to the mikvah today, and then has to wait till Shkia in order to be able to eat Truma. Mechusar Kippurim means he's called a super Tful Yom, but even more than a Tful Yom. Not only did he go to the mikvah today and he's waiting for sunset, but he also has to bring a Karban tomorrow. Azav, Azava, a Yoledes, Machlokes Tana, maybe a ger bezman hamikdash, a mechusar kippurim. They have to bring a carbon tomorrow. So if I'm a mechusar kippurim, then not only do I have to wait till sunset, I could eat truma after sunset, but I have to wait till tomorrow to eat kachim. A mechusar kippurim is not allowed to eat kachim until after he brings his carbon tomorrow. Even at night, he could eat truma. That's the first mission in Shas. Maybe it's like kohanim nechasim lechol trumasan. So a mechusar kippurim and a tful yom could all eat shruma at night. They can eat meiser by day, right after they go to the mikvah. Kachim they can only eat the next day. So says the Gemara, Uma mechusar kippurim shemutar b'truma if a mechusar kippurim. Someone who is on the level of a mechusar kippurim is allowed to eat shruma, meaning mechusar kippurim and shruma are consistent. They can connect. Mechusar kippurim can eat Truma. Let's try not to focus on the person of Mechusar Kippurim, because it's not going to be fit so parallel to the second half of the Kal Vachomer. But the level of Mechusar Kippurim, the level of a Mechusar Kippurim is consistent, that can coexist with Truma, and yet, Pasul Bakodesh, a Mechusar Kippurim is not allowed to eat Kodesh. The level of Mechusar Kippurim cannot come in contact with Kodesh or coexist with Kodesh, right? Not till the next day. Shlishi. So a Shlishi Latuma, Shepasul Betruma, a Shlishi Latuma, the level of Shlishi makes Truma Pasul. So they cannot coexist, Kosher Truma and Shlishi Latuma. So Eno Digi Asa Revi LaKodesh. So surely, if it messes up Truma, it should mess up Kodesh. She Asa Revi LaKodesh, it should be able to cause problems for Kodesh. So that is the Kal Vachomer, how you know that there is a concept called a Revi LaKodesh. Rashi here deals with a principle called Dayo. Dayo comes up in a number of places in Shas, which Dayo means if you're learning B from A, B can't be more chomer than A. What's a Kal Vachomer? If A has the stringency, surely B should have that stringency. You don't say if A has a stringency that B should have even more of a stringency. That's a jump. So usually, you don't say, this is machlokas, whether you're allowed to jump like that in a Kal Vachomer. So Rashi has two deos here. Rashi says, there's an opinion that says, if that limitation would wipe out the whole Kal Vachomer, then you don't say dayo. So maybe that's why here we're allowed to jump. We're allowed to jump, it should even make a revila kodesh. But then Rashi says the second deo, which we're going to talk about more in a minute, that even if you say dayo, maybe this is all on a drabanan level anyway. It's all Drabanan. It's not Daraisus. Therefore, don't ask me any kashas. We'll get back to that sheet in Rashi in a minute. But either way, the Gemara just brought a Kal v'chomer to prove to me that there is a concept called the Revi'i, the level of Revi'i Latuma when it comes to Kadshim. V'lamadnu shlishi lakodesh b'na Torah. Shlishi lakodesh, that's a din daraisa, which we'll quote a pasuk in a minute. Revi'i b'kal v'chomer, and the Revi'i is what we just said based on a Kal v'chomer. Shlishi lakodesh b'na Torah minayin. Where do you see in the Torah that there is a concept called shlishi lakodesh, that a piece of meat of kachim can become a shlishi latuma? Dechsiv, because the pasuk says, "V'habasar asher yigah b'chol tamei lo yochal." Basar, meat of a carbon that touches anything tamei, don't eat. So what is included? Anything tamei. Milo askina denaga b'sheni. Might this also be including where the meat, the kachim meat, touched a sheni? Because Rashi quotes a tzful yom, which has the status of a sheni, also is called tamei in the Torah, and it says the meat that touches any tamei, that meat becomes a shlishi, become rachmana lo yochal. So you see, the pasuk says if this meat touches any tamei, even including something that's only a sheni, it becomes tamei, which would make it into a shlishi. So therefore, you see a pasuk in the Torah which teaches me the concept of a shlishi latoma when it comes to kachin. Revi mikal v'chomer hada amran. At the level of Revi Bakodesh, you learn that from a Kal v'chomer, that's what we just said. There is a machlokas here between Rashi and Tosfos whether this din of Revi Lakodesh is a din d'Oraisa or a din d'Rabbanan. Rashi, like I just said, says it's a din d'Rabbanan. Rashi says this elsewhere as well. The concept of Revi Lakodesh, is that a d'Oraisa or is that a d'Rabbanan? Rashi says d'Rabbanan. L'manda amar nami amrina dayo, hani milos d'Rabbanan inhu, v'lav d'Oraisa. Rashi says that it's only Drabanan, while Tosfos here, Rabbi Rasul Minayin, the fifth wide line, Rabbi Tam quotes that this is a din d'Oraisa. Okay, Machlokas Rashi Tosfos here and elsewhere, whether the concept of Revi Lakodesh, d'Oraisa, Drabanan. Right, one of the Galios of Daf Yomi is just learning Yedias, learning Machlokasim. Machlokas about Chibas Hakodesh, two types of Chibas Hakodesh, Machlokas about Revi Latuma when it comes to Kachin. Okay, two dots. Next din of the Mishnah. Next in, back to the Mishnah, that Chaf of Abayz, was in terms of one's hands. The Mishnah said, by Truma, usually if you're talking about Tumah D'Oraisa, if part of your body becomes Tameh, then your whole body's Tameh. Nothing to talk about. By Tumah D'Oraisa. But there were certain Tumos Midirabanan that Chazal came up with. For example, making your hands Tameh. Sitting your hands Shnios. Your hands have the status of a Shnios Latuma. So says the Mishnah, if one of your hands become Tameh, is the other hand also subject to that Tumah? When it comes to Kadshim, yes. When it comes to Truma, no. Special din of Kadshim, that one hand is going to be Vitami, the other hand. Amar Rav Shizvi. Rav Shizvi says a limitation on that halacha. There are a number of interpretations what this Gemara means. Rashi, Ramban, Balamar. We're going to go with Rashi. Rashi side of the next 10 lines of the Gemara. Amar Rav Shizvi. Bechiburin Shanu. What are we talking about? What's the case in the Mishnah where one hand is going to make the other hand Tameh in terms of Kachim? Rashi explains, let's say your right hand became Tameh. So your right hand became Tameh. If at the same time your right hand is touching your left hand, and your left hand is touching Kachim, the same exact time, B'chiburin Shanu, that's where we say that your left hand is also considered Tameh in terms of Kodesh. That's the case. Again, your right hand is touching your left hand at the same time that your left hand is touching the Kodesh. That's what the case of the Mishnah is talking about. B'chiburin shanu. Aval shelo b'chiburin lo. But shelo b'chiburin, Rashi explains this to mean, I'm sorry, I forgot one line. Why, therefore, is that a chumra of Kodesh? Because we're worried that not only did your right hand touch your left hand, but maybe your right hand touched the Kodesh itself, because they're so close to each other. Your right hand is on your left hand, your left hand is on the carbon, so that's what the Mishnah is talking about. That's why you have this chumra by Kachim. Because we're worried maybe there was direct contact from your tameh hand to the Kachim. That's why it's a chumra by Chiburin. But even if your right hand did touch your left hand, but it's not touching it anymore, lo, so then the chumra of the Mishnah does not apply. That is Rashi's interpretation of this line. Shelo b'chiburin, even if it did touch it at one time, but it's not mechubur anymore, lo, so then we say that's not where the chumra of the Mishnah applies. Only b'chiburin. Eisvei Abayis, now Abayis asks a braisa on this line of Rav Shizvi, and ultimately Abayis is going to ask the kasha, and therefore he's going to argue. And there's not going to be an answer to this question. Yad neguva, a dry hand, meaning it doesn't have any moisture on it anymore. Mitami, we'll quote a machlokas, but that's already the key for us already, the neguva aspect. But first we're going to quote the machlokas tanoim. Yad neguva, mitami chaverto latami lakodesh avalo latruma divrei Rebbe. Rabbi Yosef bar Yehuda omer lifsol avalo latame. When we say that one hand is going to make the other hand tame, How, what level of tumah is the first hand going to be able to transmit to the second hand? Is it going to be the level to give the second hand ability to be posel or to even be mitame? As we mentioned yesterday, the day before, there's a difference in halacha between the term posel and mitame. Posel means you can make something tame, but that's the end of the line. It can't become any more tame after you make it tame. That's what the word posel means. Mitame means you can make it tame and you give it the ability to make something else tame after that. So in other words, if we're talking about kachim here, say if you say the word posel, that means you're making it into a revi, because that's the end of the line by kachim. If we say the word mitame, that means you have the ability to make it into a shlishi, because then it can make something else tame as well. So that's the machlokas tanaim here. When we say that the first hand, which has the status of a sheni, midrabanan, can make the second hand tame, does that mean it makes the second one also into a sheni? The sheni makes a sheni on a drabanan level, and therefore that sheni could even be matami something, could do two levels more. That's the shita of the Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef Yehuda says, no, lifsol, ablola tame. No, the first hand can make the second hand a shlishi, which then can transmit to him once into a revi'i, the kodesh, but not further. That's the machlokas tanoim here, what the power is. But that's not the diyuk that we're going to be making the diyuk from the second word of the Braisa, where the Braisa says, Yan neguva. The Braisa says this whole issue of the hands becoming tame is even if your hand is dry. There's a chiddush, even if your hand is dry. So asks the Gemara, asks Abaya. Let's focus. E amrit bishamasha lo b'chiburin, says the Gemara, I understand what the chiddush would be if we're talking about a case of shalom b'chibur, meaning the first hand touched the second hand, it's not touching it anymore, and then the second hand touches kodesh. If that's the case of the Mishnah, which Rav Shizvi said it's not, but if that's the case of the Mishnah, then I would understand what's the chiddush of saying dry hand. Because what happens? If you have liquid on a hand, that itself makes the hand a sheni. That was the din d'rabanan. All liquids have the status d'rabanan of an avatoma, maybe at least in the Rishon world, because of the gzeira of Mashkin of Azav, as we mentioned 2 days ago, and therefore hands were given the status of a sheni. So I understand what the chiddush would be if it's shlo b'chiburin. Why? Because then you could say, even if the hand isn't touching anymore, but maybe the liquid that was on the hand got onto the second hand, and that liquid will directly be matami the second hand. So therefore there would be a chiddush, and then it could be matami the meat that's next to it. So says the Gemara, there would be a chiddush then to say that even if your hands aren't touching, even if they were dry, the din's going to still apply. That would be a tremendous chiddush. Again, if it's shalom b'chiburin, I would understand what the chiddush of the Gemara would be by saying it's dry. Because the more pashut din would be if it was wet. Because then wet could transfer the tumah directly to the second hand. But, and it'll become clear in a minute when you see the contrast, ava ella i'amr b'chiburin in shalom b'chiburin lo, ma'ir busa d'neguva. But according to you, Rav Shizvi, according to Rashi, what's the case of the Mishnah? The tumah hand is touching the other hand at the same time that the second hand is touching the kodesh. So who cares if the first hand is wet or not? If the issue is that we're worried the first hand might have touched the kodesh directly, you don't need any liquid here. There's no difference whether it's wet or it's not wet. There's no bigger chiddush by saying neguva. So therefore, what's the chiddush of neguva? So it must be the Mishnah is talking about even a case of shalom b'chiburin. Again, that's a bias kash. Again, one more time, 30 seconds. If the issue is chiburin, there's no reason for the Braisa to say the word neguva. That's a bias kasha. Because if it's b'chiburin, the worry is that the tummy hand directly touched the meat, the kachim food. So what does it have to do with being wet or not? If the hands are separated, so then you're worried that maybe the mashkin touched the first hand and the second hand. The second hand is going to go in mitami directly. So that already you could talk about what the chiddush of neguva is. But if it's b'chiburin and you're worried about direct contact, there's no bigger chiddush of neguvin than non-neguvin. So that's why Abaya argues on Rav Shizvi. So it's a machlokas amoraim, whether the Mishnah is only where the first hand is still touching the second hand when the second hand touches kodesh or not. Says the Gemara now, Itmar Nami, we have another machlokas. So you see, everybody quotes the Turei Evan here. See the Mara of Ranchberg, everybody quotes the Turei Evan. Usually when you have an Itmar Nami, there's a parallel machlokas. It's not so clear that the following is a parallel machlokas. We're going to have to do our work to figure out what is the parallel. That's why the Baal Amar takes out the word Nami. It's just Itmar. This is a separate machlokas about this issue. Either way, Itmar Nami, Amar Ish Lakish, machlokas. Rav Shlakish says, Lo Shonu El Yado. This whole bit of the Mishnah is only that their right hand has the power to be Matame, your left hand. That's the Chumar by Kachim. Aval Yad Chavei Rolo. But if my hand touches your hand, and the din doesn't apply. It's only your own hands. That was the din d'rabanan. For b'yochanan amar no, echad yadav echad yad chaveiro. Either it could even be your friend's hands. Even your friend's hands you could be matami. But osa hayad, and the Mishnah continues, but even if you say it could be, your hand can be matami, your friend's hand, that's only the original tame hand. You can't have your hand, your right hand to your left hand, then your left hand to your friend's hand. That does, even according to Byochanan, that doesn't work. It's only directly from your originally tame hand to your friend's hand. And then a third din, lipsol avolatame. And also, the tumah transmitted is only lipsol to give it this power to be matame once more, and not latame to give it the power to be matame twice more. Which we'll get back to the machlokas tanoim that we had earlier. So ask the Gemara, Mimai, how do you know this din? How does Rabbi Yochanan know that this tumah of yad to yad might even apply to the friend's hands? Midiktari seifa. Because in our Mishnah, that seems to be an extra line. Shahayad matama chaverta lakodesh avalola truma hasulamali hatanale reisha. If you look back to the Mishnah for a moment at the Chafa Beveiz, the Mishnah seems to have an extra line. The Mishnah says, by truma, if one of your hands becomes tummy, its friend is tahar, and by kodesh, you have to be batkel both of them. And then the Mishnah adds, Shahayad matami chaverta lakodesh avalola truma. We already said that. That's just a repeat of the previous line. So what is that line including? El alav shvamin alasuy yad chaveiro. That line must be including yad chaveiro. So what's the svara? Why should it include yad chaveiro? That's the din d'rabbanan. So maybe again we're talking about a case where it's not an automatic idea here. It's one hand touching the other hand. So maybe the din is also that if your hand touches your friend's hand, you're worried that your friend's hand is going to. And again, if it's talking about bechiburin, yeah, so then we're worried. Then we're worried. A sheni could be metame another person's hand, and maybe even make it into a sheni, maybe even make it into another sheni in order to give it. Well, according to lifsol, then it only made it into a shlishi. If you hold lifsol and not latame.
You said anywhere else that a person
could become a shlishi? Could a person become a one hand to another hand? If you say that the principle of lifsol, right? So then this is on a drabbanan level. Again, on a drabbanan level. So again, now if we think back for a minute, so it is a how is this an itmar nami? How is it? The first machlokas was about whether the hands have to be touching or not, shlo b'chiburin, and then the second machlokas issue is whether it even applies to yad chaveiro. So it seems to be two different machlokos. The Turi Eved has one shot. If you look at the Turi Eved, I saw one of the Achronim, the Givas Pinchas. The Givas Pinchas is quoted as saying maybe he has it against the Rishonim, but he says maybe it's a different shot. Maybe the original machlokas. But what does b'chiburin mean? Maybe b'chiburin could be interpreted as only the same person. Two hands that are mechuber to each other. B'chiburin, have a shalom b'chiburin, your friend's hand? No. And then it would be an exact parallel machlokas. You have to fit it out if it works into the brisa. But that is, that's the Givas Pinchas, suggest that, and there would be an exact parallel machlokas. Okay, weiter. V'lipsol v'lo latami tanoihi. To posel the fact that one hand, as we mentioned, one hand making the other hand tame, how much tumah does it give it? Does it give it the power to only be posel, to pass on tumah once, or even pass on tumah twice? So that is a machlokas tanoim. It's not as the Mishnah says in Yadayim. Kol posel betrumah betame yadayim liyashniyos. Anything that posels truma, that means sheni, right? Because truma can even become a shlishi. Betame yadayim liyashniyos. So anything that's at least a sheni or worse, then makes hands even into a sheni midrabanan. Again, this is the din drabanan that hands are considered shnios latuma. The yad metame chaverta divrei Rabbi Yoshua, and one hand makes the other hand tame also. What type of tuma? We'll see in a second. Divrei Rabbi Yeshua. That's what Rabbi Yeshua says. The chachamim omrim yadayim shnios ein ve'ein shenios a sheni. Chachamim argue and say no, a sheni can't make a sheni. So the Gemara is medayik. My love, sheni hu delo avin hashlishi avad. Shouldn't we understand the chachamim that a hand can't make the other hand into a sheni, but maybe you can make it into a shlishi? And the Tanakama then should be understood as saying you can even make it into a sheni, and therefore we have our machlokas. Whether when we say one hand that becomes tame makes the other hand tame for a kodesh, is that lifsol, which means it would make it into a shlishi, or is it latame, it would even make it into a sheni? So the Gemara answers no. Maybe Dilma lo sheni avav lo shlishi. Maybe the Chacham say it doesn't. Maybe the Chacham reject this totally. What do the Chacham in this Mishnah say? Yadayim don't make sheni osa sheni. And the Rashi explains. Maybe this Shita argues on our Mishnah. Maybe they don't hold to this whole chumrah that one hand makes the other hand makes it tame. So therefore, that you can't interpret that Mishnah as being the machlokas tanaim, whether when one hand makes the other hand tame, which tumah, which level of tumah does that create? Sheni or shlishi. So Gemara says, it is a machlokas tanaim, but from the following. The Tanya, ya neguva metame is chaver to latame bakodesh avalola truma, divrei Rebbe, Rebbe Yosef Yehuda omer, osa ya lifso avalola latame. So it says it beferish, that the second hand either becomes a sheni, which would make it latame, give it the power to transmit tumah twice, or lifso only transmit tumah once. Period. Tosfos here, you'll see how this, what does this have to do with halacha l'maisa? Give me some halacha l'maisa. Okay, so we'll have one halacha l'maisa right now. So say, it is halacha l'maisa. Here you bought a base of Migdash. But right now we'll have a real halacha l'maisa even today. Ask Tosfos, we have this principle here. Kol aposa betruma. Anything the apostle's truma makes your hand in sishnios. We have anything. So why do we have a separate din about svarim? Sifrei Kodesh, we know, Bizvana Mishnah, the Kohanim used to keep their Truma in the Aron Kodesh, because they didn't want it to become Tameh, they used to put their Truma in the Aron Kodesh. The problem was, mice came, ate their Truma, and then ate the Torah with it. So Chazal made a gzera that all Sifrei Kodesh are Metameh. A Tana, a Torah, the Devim, all Sifrei Kodesh are Metameh, and therefore, if your Truma touches the Torah, then your Truma is Tameh. That's how they got Kohanim not to hide their Truma in the Aron Kodesh anymore. But they made, so the Svarim made your hands Shneos. So ask Tosfos, what do you need that separate din about Svarim? You know, you have the major din of Kol Aposel B'Truma Metameh Lamli Shneos. Tosfos gives three different answers. Either the Gzeir of Svarim was earlier, maybe it's only according to one Shita, but along the way, in that Tosfos is an important line, about 15 lines down, the Re says, maybe the din of, again, it comes up based on the question of Tosfos, the din of Tuma by Svarim, and which is based on the principle of not being allowed to touch the Sefer when it's Arum, when it's not covered, does not apply to anything other than Sifrei Torah. That's Tosfos' suggestion, and therefore, for example, Tefillin is not a problem to touch directly. That's Tosfos's line. What does that have to do with us? There's a tshuva, Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger has a tshuva where he is railing on those who walk into a room and touch the mezuzah, even if the mezuzah is not enclosed in a box. Because now we have fancy boxes. But let's say you have a mezuzah, just the cloth is up there. It doesn't have a plaque, it doesn't have anything. So he says, how can people do that? How can people touch it? Right, you're not ha'ochez, we had the last line in the previous Masechta. Ha'ochez Sefer Torah Arum, right, Nikmar Arum. And the Rishonim says Tosfos, Kiva Eger, Simin Nunches, quotes Tosfos, that's all Svarim, it's not just Sefer Torah. Rov Rishonim interpret that to mean Tefillin and Mezuzah as well. And even though I know, says Rabbi Kiva Eger, there's a Tosfos in Masechta's Chagiga and Tafchav Daladim Abayz that says otherwise, but that's a Das Yachid. Most Rishonim say this applies to all Sifrei Kodesh. And therefore, I don't understand. He says, if you look in the Ramah in Kuf Mem Zayin, the Ramah says, Tov Lahach Rebbe Kol Kisvei Kodesh. We shouldn't do it. He says, buy tefillin. We don't have a choice. How do you put on your tefillin? You got to put on your tefillin. So you have to touch the tefillin with bare hands. You're not touching the actual cloth. You're touching the boxes, which has the Kedusha. But you don't have a choice. You have a choice. But when it comes to mezuzah, I don't understand it. And then he says, V'hach milsa gufa. He says, anyway, this is a topic of a separate shiur. He says, this issue, anyway, that people touch the mezuzah when they come into a room, it has no basis in shas, says Rabbi Kiva Eger. No basis in shas. I know your question in a second. It's just a Ramah, quoting a Maharil. The Ramah in Hilchas Mezuzah, in Reish Pei Hei, says, Yesh Omrim, Kisha Adam Yotzei Min Abayis, Yaniach Yado Al HaMezuzah. Put your hand on the mezuzah. So he says, if it's not based in Shas, and there is a halacha that's against this, a late minhag, which I personally don't have a problem with, he says, but if it goes against the din, it shouldn't be kept. And he says, v'havi mitzvah haba b'aveira, and therefore if you want to touch it, pull your sleeve down, and make sure your sleeve is mafsik between the cloth of the mezuzah and your hand. So, but he quotes, that's Rabbi Kiva Eger's shuva. Yeah. Unkelis. So the problem is, there seem to be some hints to this in Shas. Most famous story is the story of Unkelis, Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph, where Unkelis is converted, and one of the generals is sending people to try to convince Unkelis to come back. So he convinces, so he goes to Unkelis, and, see, I got it out already, so you know you were going to ask that. So he says, Shadar Gunda de Ramay Achrina, Abasri, he sends a bunch of Romans, so Unkelis convinces them to become Jewish as well. And he sends the next one, he says, don't talk to him. Don't talk to him. So they go there, and Unkelis, don't talk to him in Torah. So Unkelis, they come to Unkelis, and Unkelis says, when people go fight, does the general go fight, or does the officers go fight? They say the officers go fight, the general stays behind. Akadosh Baruch Hu fights in front of us, the Anan, and the Eish goes in front of us. Wow, so they converted also. So then he hears, the general hears that, he's like, okay, don't say a word to him. Go there, don't talk to him. So he goes there, and Unkelis just points to the mezuzah. No, he doesn't even point. It's the Lashon of the Gemara, it's Osiv Yadei Allah. He puts his hand on it. And he asks them, what is that? They say, I don't know, what is it? So he says, what usually happens? Usually the king's inside, the guards are outside. Here, we're inside, and our king is outside watching us. So again, they convert, and again, the Caesar realizes he gives up. Forget it. So he said, but Osiv Yadei Allah. That's quoted, that's in the parentheses on this Ramah, in Reish Pei Hei, in Yeredeya. It's quoted Maharil, based on Avodah Zarah Daf Yud Aleph. So you see that there is certain, is that a din that you have to? No, it's Mosiv Yadei. So there is a hint to that idea in Shas. So again, that is, so again, Rabbi Kivager obviously knows that Gemara, doesn't feel that that is you can bring a raya from an agadata, but that is the din. But again, this Tosis is important because he holds it only by Sifrei Torah, but the big discussion afterwards is that it is not. There is just one more halacha regarding Hilchas Mezuzah. Again, I'll take a minute to do the next one, so we might stop here if we run out of time. The last Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah. It's a Rambam that we have to know. The Rambam in Hilchas Mezuzah in Perek Vav, the new Frankel Abba just came out, so I'm inaugurating it. In the end of Hilchas Mezuzah, Perek Vav, Halacha Yud Gimel. Chayiv, the Rambam does not quote touching the Mezuzah, but he quotes what we're supposed to think about as we pass through a room. Chayiv Adam Lihizar B'Mezuzah B'Nei Sheyichov Asakol Tamid V'chol Eiz Sheyikanez V'Yetzei. Whenever we go in and out of a room, Yifka B'Yichud Shmo Shal HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We are pogea, we meet. We have a meeting every time we walk in and out of a room with the Shem Hashem. We see the mezuzah. The Yizkar Ahavaso. We remember His love for us. The Yeyur Mishenaso. We wake up out of our sleep. The Shkiyoso B'Havlei Hazman. We get out of our hevel hazman, our walking through life, the yeda she'ein davar ha'omid la'olam la'olmei olamim eladiyah sur olamim. When you walk through a room, you see the mezuzah, you realize only HaKadosh Baruch Hu is eternal. U'miyad, u'chozer l'daito v'holich v'darachim yishar. Right, immediately we get back to it. Again, we see Gdola, a member of Davar Lipshitz, Zichrono Levracha, was very, very machmed about touching a mezuzah. And the few times that I saw him, he walked in, sometimes he had these big doorways, the mezuzah all the way on the other side of the door. He would walk up, he would look at it, he would put his hand on it and give it a kiss. And focusing on this Rambam that, you know, what a mezuzah, we're not supposed to just run in and throw our hand on it, we're supposed to think about for a second what the mezuzah symbolizes. Okay, I guess we'll stop here. That's it. We'll continue tomorrow at the two dots.